from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Peace talks in Guyana reach a crucial phase. The Privy Council moves closer to a decision on Caribbean death row prisoners. And Hurricane George, could there be worse on the way for the region? I'm Electra Naismith and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Talks between Guyana's two main political parties have reached a delicate stage, according to CARICOM facilitator Maurice King. His task in Georgetown is to get the governing People's Progressive Party and the opposition People's National Congress to honour peace agreements signed by both sides. Guyana's post-election crisis is now in its 10th month, but finding consensus may prove to be a tough task for Mr. King. Colin Smith has more.
The facilitator's main role is to assist the two parties in implementing the terms of the two peace agreements, which they signed earlier this year. Dr. Luncheon also said the dialogue so far had resulted in progress in resolving issues of constitutional reform and procedural matters at Parliament. He said there have also been greater efforts to forge more inter-party relationships. Up to that time, Mr. King had mediated at only two meetings with the representatives of the two parties, and agreement on the issues mentioned was not expected to be difficult. However, the parties have now been put to a more severe test to find common ground on the much more thorny issue of discrimination. Discussions on proposals submitted by both parties on how to deal with this question have so far been inconclusive. Today, Mr. King is to continue separate meetings with the parties in an attempt to break the deadlock. Colin Smith in Georgetown, Guyana for BBC Caribbean Report.